Well, good morning, everyone. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And in case you didn't notice, it's time for our live local interview. And if you want to know what this is about, I'll just bring this music up again for a second. And if you don't recognize that music, then you need to do something on Saturday to get a little bit of education. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're here to talk about Broadway night. I've got the poster in my hand, and it says, "An evening of show tunes performed by local celebrities and friends."
That is just kind of the tagline we've used forever. And the idea behind Broadway night was that there were a lot of people in town who were good singers and had performed in high school and maybe college, maybe after, done some cabaret, and you didn't know because they were doing other things like, you know, running a school or running the city or running the city finance department. That was the idea behind it, and we've kept the name. And some of these people, I don't know, John Stein is still, in my mind, a local celebrity. Andrew Hames has become more of a local celebrity. And then some of them are just performers in community theater. So, celebrities might be stretching it a bit.
Yeah, so, no, it's perfect. It's perfect. So was this your idea
this was probably 9 years ago when we were part of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. We still are. And our idea was we didn't want to have to go kind of grubbing to the Greater Sitka Arts Council. And, you know, because they have their own projects, they have their own money to raise. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to raise our own money for our own shows so we could be semi-self-sufficient or completely self-sufficient. And so that's how it started. That's how it's remained. Yeah. Greater Sitka Arts Council kind of keeps us on track. They keep our books, and then we've got some lovely board members who volunteer for a lot of our stuff. But for the main part, most part, we're self-sufficient.
So you cooked up this idea of Broadway night, and so walk me through Broadway night.
I will.
A typical one, if there is such a thing.
It happened at, I think it was the Highliner Cafe. That's how it happened. And I was with Ed Ronco, and we were talking to PJ Ford Slack, who was principal of Sitka High School. And she started talking about, like, oh, it's great, you're going to be doing a play. I used to perform. And we just seemed to be running into a lot of people like mm-hmm. that. But mm-hmm. that's how it happened. Ed Ronco and I just thought we'd keep it really simple. And
yeah,
a karaoke box and have people pay a little money for food. And
yeah.
And it's kind of grown from there. Yep. Walk you through
sure.
Broadway night. Yes,
walk us through this Broadway night coming up here on Saturday.
So it's this Saturday. The doors will open at 6, and the show. You have time to get in, get a glass of wine or a beverage of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And then you get your. There's a little plate of food. I don't think the plates are huge. It's advertised as hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Find a seat. It's kind of a mad crush at the beginning because people always want to sit with their friends. And so there's groups of like 4 people, 2 people, 6 people come mm-hmm. in all at once. And so it can be a little hectic at the beginning. People get a little stressed out.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a cabaret style, right?
It is very much so. There's round tables, 20 yeah. round tables, 8 to a table. You probably don't want to be sitting with your back to the stage, but that happens. You
sure.
turn around your chair, no big deal. And then Andrew Hames is our MC.
Great.
The Nugget is catering. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Hames kicks off the show. He opens it up with,
there's a lot of tradition.
He knows. He has a huge retinue of show tunes in his brain. He taught music for many, many years.
Yeah. And it's often Sinatra.
No, it's not a Sinatra thing.
It's not a show.
He will sing with a bona fide show tune. Yeah.
Did Sinatra ever? Was he in any shows?
Yeah, he was in a lot of movies, or you know, Anchors Away and things like
that.
Yeah,
okay, but musicals. He wasn't a Broadway guy, ever.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think he was always like a Hollywood guy, and a crooner. From his 20s on up.
Okay, so
yeah, he loves show tunes. He sings, "Luck Be a Lady." He's got a lot of famous show tunes in his
So Andrew's going to kick it off, but you've got a laundry list of performers this year.
Yes, we do. The last couple of years, every year we try to include the Young Performers Theater. We'll have some Young Performers Theater numbers, and then we have some kids who are just musical theater nuts, and they are in eighth grade, and they put together a piece with their teacher Sarah Frank.
Okay.
And they're going to be ready to go. They do a piece from Hairspray. We've got some group numbers. We've got some duos. We've got songs from, kind of mainstream things like Mary Poppins, Brigadoon, Music Man. And we'll have a Once Upon a Mattress. And then we have some people who are doing more new numbers. We've got an Aladdin number. We've got the dance group, Sika Studio of Dance, doing a number from a musical called Swing.
When this time of year rolls around, Broadway's not on my brain, right, for 365 days a year, but it starts to come back at this time, and I'm just astonished at the volume of options, right?
Yes. I mean, with my show on Sunday, I always think I can't do a full hour and a half of show tunes, but there's so many, and it's a huge variety. It's like picking off an album off the wall, and there's 15, 20, 30 songs on every album of Broadway shows.
Yeah.
We have someone coming in from Juneau who performed last year, Keith Grenier. He's Sitkin, born and raised.
Okay.
And
what's he doing?
He's coming in. He's doing a number from Willy Wonka.
Great.
And so that he brought the house down last year. So not to build you up too much, Keith, but he'll come in on Friday and he will. He'll be one of the performers. We always run short on men, but we do have Dan Payloff performing this year. John Stein, a perennial favorite.
Dan and his wife, I'm trying to think of some highlights from previous years, and I had forgotten about that. But Dan and Mary Beth have done some pretty fun things at this event in the past.
Yeah, they've brought in, it's just going to be Dan this year, but that's, I know he's going to kill it. I'm talking a lot to me about that. And then we also have Jack Peterson with his sister Beatrice, and they're gonna do a duet. And if there's one thing these kids know, it's Broadway show tunes.
Yes.
And they know what it takes to put on a good performance.
So B,
I know
might
that's
be,
gonna be really good.
B might be new. No, she's probably performed before. But are there any first-time people that you can think of off the top of your head here?
Yeah, all the kids are going to be first-timers.
Nice.
Yeah, but they're not first-time performers. Yeah. They grew up performing at school shows and just having, since they're working with Sarah Frank, they're going to know what they're doing. Sarah Frank, I don't think, has ever performed. She's the Blatchley Middle School music teacher.
Great.
So that'll be a first. And most of the kids are from YPT. And Julia Smith hasn't performed in a number of years. She'll be back.
Good.
Martha Pearson will be back.
Good.
So we've got a pretty full lineup.
And John Stein. Let's talk a little bit about the closer, because there is a bit of a tradition at the end of the night as well.
Yeah, it's usually Andrew Hames leads the group and a sing-along. We've done Seasons of Love. We've done Let's Go Fly a Kite. I mean, it's been varying degrees of success, I would have to say.
And you hand out lyric sheets, right,
to people. And then everyone's invited to join in, because half the time when you're watching this show, you want to join in, I would say, on the songs you know. But there's a lot of songs you won't know, I would have to say, because they're new. We have a tune, you'll hear a song from Waitress. And then I'm talking to Catherine Rose about singing a song from Fun Home.
Fun Home.
Yeah. Fun Home.
Never heard of
Tony
it.
Winner. It's from the graphic novel Fun Home. They have it at
from
the library.
From the graphic novel. It's reason maybe why I never heard of it.
It is probably one of the best graphic novels ever written. Not to build it up too much, but it's a woman's story, her autobiography of growing up in a funeral home, figuring out pretty early on that she was gay, and it's about her life. I mean, now she's a famous graphic novelist.
Gosh,
comic book artist.
Shannon, we're out of time.
Ah, it went by so fast.
I know, we're out of time. So We've been talking, in case you just joined us, we've been talking about Broadway Nights coming up on Saturday. That's the 26th of January at Otis Theater on the Fine Arts Camp campus. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Get there early if you want a seat. Mm-hmm. 6:30 is the show. Tickets, tell me about tickets, Shannon.
Tickets are $40, and that includes a couple glasses of wine, some hors d'oeuvres. If you want more wine, there's usually tickets lying on the table. Just help yourself to anything lying around. But yeah, it's always a lot of fun, and it goes over. It's really quick show, and it ends, and I hope it leaves you wanting more. Big shout out to the crew. We have the YPT kids who are all trained up. They're going to be the crew.
Young Performers Theater.
Yes.
Yep. I heard them just recently perform.
Yes.
With a classic from the Seussical.
Yes. Well, these are the kids behind the scenes, and they're awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Shannon, so much for coming in. Looking forward to the show. Hope you have a full house and a great turnout.
I hope we do, too. Yeah, there's usually, I don't really worry about selling tickets at the door. Ticket sales have been a little slow, but I try not to check on them until the day before the show because I get
idea.
Too nervous.
Good.
But
it's
yeah,
like
this is a fundraiser
market.
For
don't
our,
check it.
It's a fundraiser for our spring play.
All right. Thanks FYI. So much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.